Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thanks so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. Hey, we're taking a little mini excursion through a portion of the scripture in Exodus 14. And we looked at the first four verses in the previous episode. There's a couple of phrases here that just leapt out at me, one in particular, which we'll get to maybe today, probably another episode or two. It depends. So let's set the context again. So here's Exodus chapter 14, verse 1. And it says this: "Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, tell the sons of Israel to turn back and camp before Pahath-Heroth, between Migdol and the sea. You shall camp in front of Baal-Zephon, opposite by the sea." So let me stop for a moment. That's very, very precise geographical location right there. God's telling them, this is where I want you to go park these 2 million people. I want you to go right over here. And then God told him why. Remember this in verse 3. This is the Lord still speaking to Moses. "For Pharaoh will say of the sons of Israel, they are wandering aimlessly in the land. The wilderness has shut them in." Now notice what happened. In verse 2, God has said, tell the sons of Israel to turn back and camp. So it's going to look like to Pharaoh that they had proceeded to a point, but then turned around and came back. They backtracked to another point. Pharaoh, God's telling Moses this, he's going to interpret this as saying that they are wandering aimlessly in the land and the wilderness has shut them in. So Pharaoh is going to interpret it that they are lost, they're clueless, and they don't know what to do. And you say, well, what does that have to do with anything? Well, God continues to speak. Verse 4, "Thus I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will chase after them." So God's saying, I'm going to use this because Pharaoh has refused anything related to me. He's turned not only against me, he does everything against me. And so I'm going to harden. The word actually means to make strong. I'm going to make strong Pharaoh's heart. Pharaoh's heart's turned against me. I'll give him over to it. And he's going to decide to chase after the sons of Israel because he thinks that they're wandering aimlessly and they're shut in. Why do they think that? Because God has given instructions, and when they obey it, it's going to look like that. Even when the children of Israel, later on in the account, when they spend the majority of a 40-year time period in the desert, they were not wandering aimlessly. They were following where the Lord led them. But we use sloppy language a lot. We'll say, well, they were wandering in the desert. They were wandering during that whole time. Didn't know. No. They were following the Lord. They did what the Lord told them to do. They would follow where he was. Now, they didn't know where they were going. God was leading them, okay? So we see that same type of thing. So God tells this to Moses. Moses and the people, the last part of verse 4, and they did so. Now, watch this, verse 5. "When the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled, Pharaoh and his servants had a change of heart toward the people, and they said, what is this we have done that we've let Israel go from serving us?" So once they left, when they saw them wandering around, when they saw them out there, they have a change of heart. Well, what was the status of their heart before it was changed? Well, they'd let the people go. Why had they let the people go? Did they let them go because of some magnanimous gesture on their part, some grace and mercy on their part? Oh, no. Had something to do with 10 plagues that the Lord had released upon Pharaoh and the people. And you go, oh, yeah, I remember that now. Yeah. In other words, they were totally, absolutely defeated. And not only them, not only they as the human beings, but their gods were defeated in their eyes. Those 10 plagues were related to the 10 Egyptian gods that they worshiped and honored. And so now they see that their slaves are gone, and they're thinking, what have we done? These slaves are out here wandering around aimlessly. This is crazy. So verse 6, "So he," Pharaoh, "made his chariot ready, and he took his people with him." Verse 7, "And he took 600 select chariots and all the other chariots of Egypt with officers over all of them." So he mounts up 600 select chariots, and then a bunch of other chariots, and all these officers and all these soldiers. Verse 8, "The Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he chased after the sons of Israel, as the sons of Israel were going out boldly. And that word boldly literally means with a high hand. With a high hand. What does it mean to be high-handed? It's a phrase that you don't hear a lot nowadays, okay? The idea being that they are going out basically victorious. They'd been slayed 400 years, but they literally plundered Egypt. It's described like that in a couple of chapters before, chapter before that. How do they do that? God told his people, go to your Egyptian neighbors and tell them to give you stuff. He actually uses the word stuff. Tell them to give you stuff. And they gave them stuff. That's the reason that even though they'd been slaves for hundreds of years, they walked out with gold and silver and brass and bronze and fine linens and all these fine leathers and everything, because the Egyptians gave it to them. Why would the Egyptians give it to them? Because of what had just happened to their gods. Because what God had just done to them as a people and as a nation. They're saying, here, take this, get out of here, get out of here. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart. He's chasing the sons of Israel as they're going out, and they're going out boldly, but he thinks they're going out confused. Now, let's read a couple more verses maybe. Then the Egyptians chased after them with all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, his horsemen and his army, and they overtook them camping by the sea beside Pi-Hahiroth in front of Baal-Zephon. So they are exactly where God had told them. They went exactly into where the Lord told them to go. The Lord had told them to go there. The Lord had told Moses why he was doing it. He says, I'm doing this to harden Pharaoh's heart, and I'm doing it because it's going to bait him and he's going to chase you. Yeah, it's a wild thing, isn't it? A lot of times we don't pay attention to what's happening with the story right here. We're thinking they're set free and they're going and nothing's going to happen. Pharaoh gets mad, is going to chase them. No, God's setting it all up. The Lord is, do I dare say that the Lord's using his people as bait? In one sense, yes. Not in a negative, evil sense, but that's what's happening. So watch this. Verse 10. As Pharaoh drew near, the sons of Israel looked, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them. And they became very frightened. So the sons of Israel cried out to the Lord. Now, Moses knew what was happening because God had told him. Had Moses told the rest of the people? Apparently not, because you got a couple million people, you know. Though information could go very, very quickly, far quicker than we imagine. He probably hadn't told them that part of it. They see the Egyptians marching after them. They are extremely frightened. In their extreme fear, what do? Well, the sons of Israel cry out to the Lord. And you think, man, that's exactly what you're supposed to do. And you know, you're correct. We are to cry out to the Lord. Okay? When fear comes against us, you know, instead of trying to expedite our own rescue, you cry out to the Lord. But I tell you what, that little phrase right there is going to get turned on its head in a way that you might not expect. And that's the phrase which really arrested my attention in this whole passage. We'll get to that next time, okay? Again, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for your time, and I'll see you then.